Hi, welcome back to our series on developing for Surface Dial. And today we're going to add a custom menu item to the dial. Now we'll just remind ourselves about the dial. Of course, it's this little cylindrical device that we can push on and we can rotate, and it has haptic feedback. And there's some considerations that we talked about in the last episode that we should remind ourselves about. So remember, this is for non-dominant hand. We expect you to be doing, or the customer to be doing, something with their dominant hand. In my case, I'm left-handed, so I'd be maybe using a pen or a mouse in my left hand, and the dial would be in my right hand as an auxiliary device to provide extra value to the application I'm working on. We have to consider handedness and know whether the customer using the application is left-handed or right-handed, so we can present menus correctly. We want to keep the interface simple. We want to make sure that we don't lose our customer into a nested multiple levels of deep menus. We keep the menus simple, keep the interaction simple. Remember, it's auxiliary to their main dominant activity. We want that to be contextually smart. We want to know that as I move between different areas of the application, the dial will do different things or add different levels of value to me, maybe scrolling through a different set of components, maybe using the dial to select a different aspect of the application. That's up to you as the developer to work out, but consider the context of where the customer is in your application so that you can make sure the dial menus and the value that the dial provides increases based on where they are in the application. Consider the haptic feedback, the fact that as you rotate this, you can feel little clicks in your finger and what you can do with that. Maybe as you select a different item, if you can actually feel it click. Maybe as you move into a different area of the application, you can feel the click as feedback in your fingers. And finally, the important thing to remember is to maintain the operating system level controls. So things like the volume control and the scroll control should be available to the customer no matter what application they're in. So as they move between different applications, they should be able to feel that they can still get to what they expect to get to, such as the volume control and the scroll control. So the first tutorial, which we did in the last episode, we added ink support. Well, we really didn't do a lot of work. It was very, very simple, and we were able to create an ink canvas with an ink toolbar and utilize the dial and the dial menu to select between pens, pen thickness, pen color, etc. Today we're going to create a custom menu item, and we're going to add that to increase what the dial can do in our application. So let's go ahead and let's go to code and let's do that. So I'm going to go to Visual Studio, should look familiar. And we'll start with a blank UWP application. I've got a grid here. I'm just going to name it so that I can address it later on. And I'm just going to change the background color so that we can mess with the background color in the application. So we now go to the code behind this page, and in this code we're going to start writing what we need to modify the dial. Now, a dial is represented by a control called the radial controller, and to utilize the radial controller you'll need to be using the Windows UI input. So just call it, for the sake of this exercise, my controller. And I'm going to use a concept of a mode here, so I'm going to say the dial menu that we're going to add will change us in and out of color mode. In the constructor, we need to actually grab the dial and do something with it, and the first thing we're going to do is get the default configuration for the dial. So the radial controller has a configuration that you can pick up on. So my config is a radial controller configuration, and we'll get it for the current view. So this gets us the configuration for the current view for the radial controller or the dial menu. So what we can do now is we can set that and set the default menu items. And the default menu items is an array of menu items that the operating system provides for us to work with. So we can determine what we want to replace that with by putting some of our own or the determining which of the operating system items we want to put in there are. So they are called this lovely little short name, radial controller system menu item kind, and we can determine which ones we put into our menu. So we'll say, yes, we'll have volume, and rather than type that all again, we will enable people to go to the next track, and we'll support scrolling within the application. So this now creates the configuration. What we need to do now is actually get the menu itself, the controller menu. So we'll say my controller equals radial controller create for current view. And this gets the radial control menu or the dial menu that we will use within our view. Now, in order to add an item to it, we're going to need an icon for that item. So I'm going to pull out an image from our application resources. To use as the icon. Create from URI. I'm going to cheat a little here. I'm going to use one that I know is there. And that's really just pulling out the stream for reference. And then we can use that to create a radial controller menu item. Actually, we can do better than that. We can do create from icon. And then here you get the ability to put in some text and then put in the icon. So now we've got the menu item itself. We need to add it to the controller. Great. So now we will see, as we push down on the dial, we will see this menu appear. We need to do something with it. So let's add some event handlers. So the first event handler we'll add is for the rotation of the dial changing. And we'll come back and add some code into that in a minute. And then the other thing we want is we want to know when that new menu item has been invoked. So when the application or the customer determines they want to select that menu item, we call that invoked. So we've got a little bit of code now to fill in. And what we'll do when the menu item is invoked is we will go into color mode. So we'll say color mode equals true. So we're really just changing the mode of operation. And then as they, once they're in color mode, so we can say if color mode, so when they're in color mode, we can do something and we'll change the background of the application. So first of all, get the current background color. Should just do a little bit of safety coding, just to make sure we actually have a brush. If we don't, then we can always create one. And then what we'll do is we're going to change some aspect of that color. So we get the color of the brush. We will change the redness of the brush. So what we'll do is we'll say, remember, it's the colors are in bytes. And we'll get from the arguments of this rotation, the rotation delta in degrees. And that comes in chunks or sets of 10. So it will go up or down by 10 at a time. Then we change the brush color back to the color that we've just modified. And we'll change the background of the grid that we're working in to use that brush. And that's pretty much all we need to do. So hopefully this will now build and run. And we can see that we'll get a new dial menu. And we can use it to select or change the background color. So let's run this. And if I now push down on the dial, we have this new wonderful menu item, which we named Demo. And as I select it, if I rotate, I'm changing the background color. So very, very simple, but shows you how easy it is to add a custom menu item and then start doing something with that custom menu item. And remember, we also said we were going to maintain volume and scroll. And if a track was playing or there was music playing, we would see the next track control here as well. So that's contextually aware. Great. So that was very simple. Let's go back to the slides. What we did there was we added a menu item. And the steps we took were we got the radial controller for the current view. We created an icon for the menu item. We created a radial controller menu item object. And we added that new menu item object to the radial controller. And then we add an invoked handler for the menu item. So by taking that set of steps, we created that demo, very simple, to add a new menu item to the radial controller or the menu that's displayed by the dial. You can find more information on developing for Surface Dial and the Windows Wheel Interactions documentation on Microsoft.com. That brings us to the end of this second episode in developing for Surface Dial. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you'll dial in for the next episode.